I want to thank the Corporate Council for Africa for inviting me at the U.S. Africa Agribusiness Forum and giving me the opportunity to present the project of creation of the West Africa Commodity Exchange, WASEX. This project involves the West African Agricultural Chamber Network and the main associations of processors and agricultural products. Since the 80s, West African countries have been involved in a process of restructuring of their economies, which translated at the agricultural level into a complete liberalization of their marketing channels. They also reinforced the integration progress within the West African Economic and Monetary Union and also brought in further institutional changes to the ECOWAS organization for greater efficiency. Both institutions implemented common agricultural policies for the belonging countries. The global economy implies fundamental changes in the way agriculture development is perceived in terms of competitiveness and access to market, so that agricultural development can play its major role as a propeller of economic growth. It's in this background that the projects of regional futures market for agricultural products have been initiated in West African countries. Beyond the traditional supply of information on market prices, quantities, and localization given by the existing systems, WASEX also aims at providing regional quotations of commodities by offering a space where suppliers and demanders can meet throughout the whole region and by acting as an interface between deficit and surplus areas. From a technical point of view, the structure will hinge around two main components. First component, a quotation system. Second component, a storage system. The quotation system relies on an electronic platform made up of a central site for the setting of quotations and peripheral sites that forward, buy, and sell orders and also confirm orders after quotations are made. The quotation will be applied to agricultural products, cattle, fishing products, but during the first stage, they will be limited to some products, that are millet, rice, maize, cashew nuts, groundnuts, groundnut oils, palm oils, and cotton, according to the needs of the participating countries. The system of storing approved warehouses has a twofold aims. First aim, ensuring that there are actual material commodities complying with the standards of quality and quantity with regards to the operation carried out. Second aim, providing a funding tool to the actors involved through an easier access to credit stemming from the financial system through the creation of storage certificates guaranteed by WASEX. The success of the project could not be ensured without the active participation of the main stakeholders of the concerned agriculture value chain. This is why contracts have been made with its participants and partnership agreements have been concluded with the African Agricultural Chambers Network, with West African Farmers and Producers Network, and with the main organization of processors. The project has also been approved by WAMU regional institutions, I mean Central Bank, WAMU Commission, and West African Development Bank. Investment requirements for the project have an estimated value that I will discuss maybe further, but I want to give an additional part to this creation. with record levels achieved by all prices on international markets, and also in relation with increased new demand, we have witnessing an explosion of food products, food prices for more than a year. This global phenomenon has resulted in an important socio-economic imbalances in our countries, still heavily dependent on imported food prices, food products, including rice and wheat. To cope with the difficult situation the countries of the sub-region are faced with, some experiencing surpluses in the production of grain and other deficits, WASEX, in relation with the West African Agriculture Chamber Networks, have decided in April 2008, that means at the beginning of the crisis, to implement over-the-counter transactions before completion of the rating process. In the framework of today's OTC operations, WASEX plays an interface role. Second, guaranteeing availability of standards and standards of qualities of products through a system of verification points and certified warehouse. Third, ensuring the delivery and payment of products through a system of performance bonds covering a fraction of the value of the expected transactions. OTC operations can be considered as the first phase of WASEX creation and should be operational, we hope, in the coming months. But it should continue to operate even after the creation of WASEX system, which will be used for hedging. Let me conclude. The creation of WASEX will give a significant impulse in the relaunching of West African agriculture and agribusiness through, first, price discovery and direct market access for producers, even for the small ones, through their organizations, because as you remain, organization of peasant and producer are part of WASEX. Second, reduction of post-harvest losses thanks to warehouse system. And you know that post-harvest losses sometimes are up to 30% of the crops, which is very important. It will aid to income increase for the major part of the population, 60% of whom are involved in agriculture activities. And last point, competitiveness will also be introduced to fulfill industrial needs and international standards. Since the food crisis, all West African countries have elaborated short-term plan to increase significant cereal production, and the expected amount will be come in addition will be expected to about 10 million tons for last year, for next year, and we hope that this volume should be traded through WASEX system. WASEX is opened to external investors and offers a good rate of return. The project is initiated in an economic and monetary union, as I said at the beginning, with a stable currency, gathering 8 countries, and which is expected to be 16. We hope that the complete convergence program with ECOWAS, with the whole ECOWAS, will be achieved soon. Important investment programs are going on in terms of rural infrastructure, modernization of ports and airports, and we hope we'll be able to do also the infrastructure needing with warehouse system. Within the aim of developing global markets and deepening it through the introduction of new products, WASEX is also ready to conclude commercial partnership agreements with other commodity exchanges, including Chicago Board of Trade, with regard of maybe American maize and other cereals. Okay, I hope that sorghum is also produced here. And also to conclude commercial partnerships with other African commodity exchanges that have been presented here. I want to thank you very much for your attention.